KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. World Baseball Classic last night in Houston. Italy would pull off a major upset, defeating the U.S. 8-6. That puts the Americans' tournament hopes in jeopardy. Pete Crow Armstrong of the Cubs would hit two home runs. He drove in four, but their comeback fell short when Aaron Judge struck out with a runner on to end the game. Italy built an early 8-1 lead behind a good start from right-hander Michael Lorenzen. They would also get home runs from Kyle Teal and Jack Caglione. The U.S. has now finished pool play. They will need Italy to beat Mexico tonight to guarantee them a spot in the quarterfinals. The U.S. could also reach the quarters if Mexico wins tonight and they score at least five runs in their victory. A historic performance last night in the NBA as Miami's Bam Adebayo had 83 points, the second most ever behind Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. Miami would defeat the Washington Wizards 150-129. Adebayo had 30 points in the first quarter. He had 43 at halftime. He passes Kobe Bryant's 81-point game for the second most in NBA history. Adebayo was 20 of 43 from the field last night. He was also 36 of 43 from the foul line. That sets a new NBA record for free throw attempts in a game. South Dakota State women's basketball hosting an NCAA tournament selection show party at the First Bank and Trust Arena this Sunday night in Brookings. Doors will open at 6 o'clock with the selection show beginning at 7 p.m. on ESPN. South Dakota State men's golf would win its home Jackrabbit invite yesterday for the third consecutive year at the Boulder Creek Golf Club in Nevada. The Jackrabbits shot 17 under par as a team, beating Youngstown State by four shots. Tyler Sealing of SDSU would finish 6 under, tied for second individually. SDSU men's golf will take part in the Cowboy Classic hosted by Wyoming, coming up at the end of the month, March 31st through April 1st in Phoenix, Arizona. Dakota Wesleyan softball had both of their games in Tucson yesterday canceled. They were supposed to play Dickinson State and Providence out of Montana. Dakota Wesleyan hopes to get one game in today as they take on Ottawa University from Arizona. That game at 6:30 tonight. Men's college basketball from last night. Five more teams have advanced to the NCAA tournament. 12th-ranked Gonzaga would win the West Coast Conference for the final time as they beat Santa Clara 79-68. Wright State wins the Horizon League 66-63 over Detroit Mercy. Hofstra, they defeated Monmouth 75-69 to win the CAA tournament, and Long Island over Mercyhurst 79-70 in the Northeast Conference. And then last night, Siena would beat Merrimack by 10, 64-54 in the MAC Conference Championship. Three more bids to be decided today. McNeese will take on Stephen F. Austin at 4 p.m. this afternoon in the Southland Conference title game. Boston takes on Lehigh at 6 o'clock, the Patriot League final. And late tonight at 9:30, it is Montana and Idaho in the Big Sky Conference Championship. More sports online, KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.